Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about building your sexual, emotional, and physical intimacy with a summer sex challenge.
And as we talk about that, we start with today's quote, which is, the bigger the challenge, the bigger the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exceptionally true when it comes to talking about a summer sex challenge. And we'll get into that in today's episode. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And really, a hug is an opportunity for us to be able to celebrate you, to be able to celebrate what you've done in your marriage and just the transformation that you're experiencing. And this hug comes from an email that we received that starts with, "We've been married for 7 years, and it's been a really rough ride, to say the least. I didn't know how to be married or how to build a strong, healthy relationship, and I caused a lot of damage. I found your podcast as I was desperately searching for help. My husband had given me an ultimatum. I love him the most, and I don't want to lose him. Mm. You have given me so much hope and determination to build the tools I need for my marriage toolbox." Come on.
Love it.
Come on. We're talking about the marriage toolbox. A little excited about that. "I listened to an episode of your podcast first thing in the morning, and I even made a marriage boot camp workbook where I take notes on each one. I share what I've learned with my husband over coffee later on in the morning, and we discuss how to apply your advice to our relationship with clear communication. Applying the wisdom from episode 2, Can We Talk?"
Wow.
Yeah, that's going like way back. like that's
well,
way back.
Well, yes, that would be episode number 2.
"Thank you so much for all you do and all that you share. I'm confident that now that I have your podcast in my toolbox, we can build a relationship that is above and beyond anything we've been hoping for."
Oh, that's so awesome. I love it. And you know, the great thing is, yeah, there are going to be marriages. They're going to have some rough times. You and I both have been there. We understand it. We still can go through some rough patches. And yet, just like this couple has done, you have your marriage toolbox. Mm-hmm. You dig into that thing. You grab the right tool for the situation you're in. Mm-hmm. Use your six pillars of intimacy. How are you strengthening those pillars? Pull out that tool, wherever it may be. Apply it. Use it. Continue to grow. Love it.
And can I just say one more thing about this hug? Because it just hit me as you were saying that. They're doing different things. Like, she's the one listening to the podcast. She's the one taking notes. And then together later on, they have a conversation. It's not like they're both, you know, because sometimes the expectation is, well, we're both going to do this and we're both going to, you know, we're both going to listen and we're both going to take notes and we're both going to share.
That's a good point.
And it just hit me, maybe because I hear that a lot in coaching. Well, I'm doing more than my spouse, that they're doing different things.
Relying on your strengths.
Exactly. So just a little, like, I wasn't even going to bring that up as we were talking about it. But as Tony was there, I'm like, wait a minute. She's not having the same expectation that he does all the same things.
Yeah.
And that's an important point in marriage. When the two of you are working on your marriage, whatever pillar you're working on, whatever pillar you're looking to strengthen, you don't necessarily have to be doing it the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, as Tony said at the very top, that we're talking about building your sexual, emotional, and physical intimacy with a summer sex challenge. And you know, summer is officially here.
It is.
For those of us in San Diego, and this is something like I have to burst everybody's bubble about the weather in San Diego being perfect all the time. We have two phenomena in San Diego. One is called May Gray.
Yes.
And the second is called June Gloom.
Yes.
May Gray, the clouds, the cooler day, like our days just, and same thing with June. They just start off with this cloud cover. And so it's cooler. And then we have like really beautiful sunny in the middle. And then it gets cool again in the evening.
Well, where we live, when we lived east of where we live now, that wasn't the case.
We are more coastal now.
Because the 15 is sort of like the dividing point of where that cloud cover can get to.
Yeah.
And it's literally maybe like one or two exits east of us where that wall ends and it's bright sunshine.
All the time. But yeah. Where we are, so this is Elisa's summer. I guess I should preface this. Summer has officially started for Elisa.
Yes.
All the rest of you experienced it, you know, Memorial Day weekend or June 21st, you know, so I am like now finally getting into this place where it's like, it's hot, it's summer, you know, we're finally into, you know, all of the schedules with vacations and kids around, because now we've got one that comes home from college and he is just lingering.
Lingering. Yes, because he does.
But he did get a job home here for the summer. So we're super excited about that. But you just have all of these different things that can actually kind of put your marriage on the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're intentional, unless you're like, okay, what are we going to do to take action? And is that even possible during the summer months to be intentional about our marriage when all of these other things are happening?
Well, in this year already, I've seen it due to what had happened the previous 2 years with everything that we've all gone through. Those 2 years, the summertime, travel was down, people weren't going anywhere. And this year, I mean, you and I have both seen it, and even talking to friends and everything, travel is up. People are going, you guys are going out, you guys are celebrating, you guys are doing things. And so that adds into what hadn't happened over the last couple of summers, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And so is it really possible to have a summer sex challenge when we do have plans to go out to the river, maybe, or go see friends in the mountain, or go for that epic backpacking trip? Or we have some folks in the one family who have finally been able to get their lifelong dream trip to Italy.
There are a bunch of people in Italy right now. Like, Italy has clearly thrown open their doors, because I every day I'm like, oh, look, we have more friends that are in Italy this summer.
But with that, is a summer sex challenge possible?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Well, and here's the thing, like, sexual intimacy, and we're going to be talking primarily about that in today's episode, but it's one of the six pillars of intimacy. And if you're brand new to the One Family, brand new to this podcast, you might be going, okay, wait, six, what are you talking about, Lisa? Six pillars of intimacy. The six pillars of intimacy are your emotional, physical, financial, spiritual, recreational, and sexual intimacy. It's all about how the two of you develop closeness and connection in each one of those areas of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just important that you know that, because that really does serve as the framework for so much about what we talk about in the show.
Yeah. And if you want our black box, it is our six pillars of intimacy system, including an exclusive monthly planner, two workbooks, the hardcover book. Go over to sixpillarsblackbox.com, learn all about it, pick it up, start using it. It is part of your marriage toolbox.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, if you're brand new, you may not know that literally One Extraordinary Marriage, this podcast, was birthed out of a sex challenge. Like, it wouldn't have happened if we hadn't actually undertaken our own sex challenge, which is episode one. I know the hug referenced episode two. We're going back into the archives here. But when back in 2008, when Tony and I did a 60-day sex challenge, we had committed to 60 days. We completed 40 out of 60.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just letting you all know right now, we did not go 60 days straight, and it was still a successful challenge. Mm. But since that point in time, so since 2008, we have done at least one 7-day sex challenge every year, done 14-day challenges, 30-day challenges. We have not come back to the 60-day challenge.
Although many in the One Family have done 60-day sex challenges and beyond. Like, lights out beyond what Elise and I could ever even imagine. And so to those of you who have done those, kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
We love reading your We Did It. You know, those are when anybody completes a 7-day or beyond sex challenge and you come in and you're just like, we did it. If you have one of those, send it in. hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. We'd love to celebrate you. But it's amazing what we did, mm-hmm, for just our marriage to connect, get that closeness and connection, which started out as just sex. And I think you and I would agree that it was like, hey, we're going to just be sexually intimate. We learned so much more over those 60 days.
Well, absolutely. And that's why it's so important to talk about this, even specifically in regard to considering a summer sex challenge. Right? Because it is easy. You know, you hear sex challenge and you're like, okay, well, clearly that's about sex. But the sex just becomes that sexual intimacy just becomes the catalyst to really be intentional about every area of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, for Tony and I, and the reason we've done this since 2008 every year, is that it is a reset,
mm-hmm,
in our marriage to bring this really conscious awareness of going, what does it look like if we make one another a priority?
And that is the key.
Absolutely.
I think for us, in all of our lives, which are full, lots going on, how do we make each other a priority for a period of time, 7, 14, 30, 60, beyond? What does that really look like? And how does that shift our marriage?
Mm-hmm. Because it forces you to evaluate how you're interacting in every, you're laughing because you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
What's so funny, Mr. Tony DiLorenzo?
Well, it is. It's how are we interacting? What are we saying? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. What ways are we approaching one another that are uplifting and encouraging instead of demeaning, demanding, mm-hmm. pointing fingers? And I'm not saying that doesn't happen
right
during a challenge, but there is this intentional understanding that, wait a minute, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. How am I acting? How am I bringing my best self to this marriage so that way we can be sexually intimate?
Well, and it forces us, I mean, I know it forced me, especially this last time, to really go, okay, where are we strong in our pillars and where we got maybe a little crack going on there,
mm-hmm.
right? What does that look like? It gets us to this place where, you know, you start thinking about, okay, well, how am I going to be intentional about romance and foreplay and initiating and variety? Like, what is that going to look like? Instead of just being like, okay, you know, hey, it's, you know, let's have sex. How do we break out of the ruts? And this was something, it happens every time we do a challenge where you just become, I think, hyper aware of the ruts and the routines that you're in when it comes to all of the pillars of intimacy, but specifically around your sexual, your emotional, your physical, and even your recreational. Because a lot of times the dating, like, what are we doing for a date night or a date day? And how's that going to play into our sexual intimacy? And what's that going to look like? And so you get into this place of going, okay, what are we doing in our marriage?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if we get off of autopilot and get into this place where, oh, you know what? We're actually going to fly this plane using the controls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Top Gun Maverick is everywhere right now. Like, what does it look like to not just push autopilot, but to say, hey, I have to be aware of what all of these different things are doing, because when I am at my best self and our marriage is at its best self.
Mm-hmm.
So Tony and Lisa did a 30-day sex challenge in June. That's what we did. It was an accidental challenge at the beginning.
Well, it wasn't an accidental challenge. We went into it thinking we would do a 7-day sex challenge.
Well, we went in. No. If you go all the way back to the beginning, it was June 1st, which is the day before Tony's birthday on June 2nd. And we'd kind of been tossing around the idea of a challenge, but then June 1st came and we had pre-birthday sex, which wasn't actually a thing until this year, but apparently now it's a thing. And
well, let's also talk about June, because Elisa's birthday is June 20th. And so my birthday is June 2nd. So I get the 1st and 2nd of June. And then after that, it's Elisa's birthday month. So I think it was more of a, hey, I'm going to just have a little fun with you on June 1st, June 2nd. And then after that, it's my birthday month and we'll do all my stuff. So I think that was where it started.
I was saying, hey, it's my birthday month. We'll do the first. Okay. Got
yes.
It.
Yes. 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 So I think it was sort of fun way, but then we did the first and the second. We were like, hey, you know what? 5 more days, we can make this happen. And so we were like, we could pull a 7-day challenge right now. And we just sort of talked about it and we were like, yeah, let's make this happen. And I think it was day 5 that we missed, though.
It was either 5 or 6.
Something happened. Abby was around.
Oh, Abby started her job.
So yeah, it was our youngest. She started her first job and Elisa she'd come home after they shut down. They closed that night and Elisa was talking to her. And I ended up just conking out. I was done.
Yeah.
And we engaged one another the next morning and just said, hey, what happened there? She said, you know, Abby was around. I was talking, this, that, and the other. I didn't want to wake you up. And I'm like, all right, well, let's just, why don't we go 7 out of 8. Let's just go 7 out of 8. We missed a day. No big deal. And then it just turned into, well, why don't we just keep going? And before we knew it, we were 2 weeks in. We had a marriage getaway that we went to, so we were speaking there. We had some time away, and we at that point in time at the marriage getaway, which was 3 weeks into the month, we had gone.
I think we were 17 out of 18 or 18 out of 19.
Something like that. Yeah. I forget. We'd missed 2 days, and then Elisa's period hit. So for us, we're typically like, we'll time out during that time. And so we ended up with 22 out of 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
and learned a ton this time that we hadn't really thought we would learn. This year was one of those interesting years where so much that we learned about one another and what these challenges could really look like for us in the future and for even you guys.
Well, and that's what we want to talk about. You know, we want to talk about, you know, after the break, we want to talk about what this looks like, because I know for me, having that knowledge of the six pillars, right? Thinking about each one of the pillars of intimacy this year, more than any other year, completely transformed the challenge because it gave us a different way to relate. And that's what we want to share with you. And we want to do that after this break.
Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 face topical supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 eye supplement helps keep the under eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
We're back, and we're talking about the impact that a summer sex challenge can have on you and your marriage by talking about how we went through this challenge, right? And I will say, first and foremost, part of the reason that Tony and I can go day one and day two and then be talking about going to 7 days and then be talking about going to 30 days is that we've done so many challenges that we have a pretty good understanding of what that looks like, right? From a scheduling perspective. If you have never done a sex challenge of any length of time, a little more intentionality is required looking at your schedule.
Absolutely.
Right. Don't just be like, oh, okay. And some of you will. And that's what, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but if you're feeling like, oh my gosh, we have all these things on the calendar, that's when it's really important to sit down and be intentional.
That's the number one thing we share all the time. If somebody comes up to us and goes, we want to do one. Great. Be intentional about it. Mm-hmm. Look at your calendars. Know what's going on. If you have a full week, but 2 weeks from now, it's pretty light, it's probably better to do it on that week when it's light, mm-hmm, than when you have a ton of stuff on your plate. Let's be successful. Like, set yourselves up for success is what I always love to tell couples. Because when you do, there's going to be things that are going to come around. Believe me, you're going to start a 7-day sex challenge, a 30-day sex challenge. You're going to be like, this is going to be so great and everything's going to rock and roll. And then all of a sudden something happens, mm-hmm, and you're like, well, wow, we didn't expect that. And yet, are you willing to be intentional and stay committed to it, even though things are shifting, things are happening?
And I just want to say one thing to this. Be mindful of your calendar, but don't be ruled by your calendar. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many coaching sessions I've had in the last week or so where this phrase like, oh, well, I'm too busy to do that with my spouse, or oh, we don't have time to do this. And I'm like, stop being so busy for the marriage. Sometimes I get a little cranky pants in a coaching session, but the reality is that if you're too busy to invest the time with your spouse, then you are too busy, mm-hmm, because out of the strength of this relationship between husband and wife, everything else comes. So you've looked at your calendar. I want you to start thinking like, what could shift in our marriage? Like wherever you are right now, if you're walking on the treadmill, if you're driving to work, wherever you are, what could change in our marriage if we made one another a priority? Like, just sit there for a minute and think, what's possible for us? When was the last time? Some of you need to ask the question, when was the last time I made my husband or wife a priority? And you're going to have difficulty thinking of when that was.
Mm-hmm.
Get on it. Right? It's time. It's time. I literally looked at an email this morning, a coaching application that came in that started with, my husband has told me he's not in love with me and he's meeting with a divorce attorney in a month. Take action. Take action. Because when you do something like a summer sex challenge, yes, is there a sexual component to it? 100%. It's a summer sex challenge. It's a sex challenge. But the conversation starts. What are the conversations that the two of you are going to have?
And some of them are going to be tough. Not all of them are going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of you, they will be. So a lot of conversation will be like, man, this is amazing. We tried a new position. We got a bottle of Uber Lube. You know, we tried a new positioning aid. We got out of our rut. We did some different things that we wouldn't normally do. So those are good. And then there are those tough ones where it's like, wow, you crashed out on me. Like, where were you?
Right.
But that is the growth.
Uh-huh.
That is where you guys get to engage one another instead of walking away and going, oh, well, that just didn't work. We used to hear this all the time. We tried a 7-day sex challenge and we didn't. We made it to day 4. Well, guess what? Elisa and I have been doing these things since 2008. This one, we had planned on a 7-day sex challenge and we didn't make day 5. I'm pretty sure it was day 5. Did we fail? No. We had to have a conversation. We had to engage in our emotional intimacy and go, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
And what are we going to do to move forward? And the initial thing was like, you know what? Yep, we missed a day. Let's go 7 out of 8 days. We still would complete it. We still engaged. Did we do it straight through? No, it's okay. But we also have learned that and know that we have done enough of them that missing a day isn't going to derail it. If anything, it allowed us this year to look at a sex challenge completely different. It allowed us to go, wait, we can have some wiggle room in here. We used to be sticklers.
Mm.
And this is the first year where we were like, you know what? What would it look like if we gave ourselves a little bit of grace? Change some things up. And so at one point in time, Elisa and I were both at a point where we'd had long days, weather is turning, it's getting a little hotter. You know, things were just like, oh, man. And Elisa turned to me and she goes, you know what? How about tonight we just do oral? Well, I'm like, you know what? That works. Because I'm sort of tired. And really, I don't know if I could even ejaculate at this point. I just, where we were, I don't remember how many days in or whatever. And personally, I felt like, I don't know if I really want to do that. Like, intercourse, not ejaculate. It's cool, but it's not great, you know? And so she's like, what if we just do oral? I'm like, yeah, that works. And so we did that one night. And then the following night, I was like, you know what? What if I just give you an orgasm tonight? And that's it. And are we cool with that? Like, we don't have to have intercourse. And she was like, yeah, let's do that. It absolutely changed the way we were able to connect in our sexual intimacy without having to have intercourse or me ejaculate. And sometimes she wasn't having an orgasm. And we did this over those 22 days. And I really believe that our sexual intimacy pillar has been strengthened this month. And we do this stuff all day, every day, and we're still growing and we're still learning. And I know, and we know that if you took on a summer sex challenge, any length, 7, 30, 60, whatever you want to do, something's going to come out of this summer. We're going to go, wow, we learned a lot about our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We learned about a lot about ourselves. I learned about myself and what we can do to have the extraordinary marriage we desire.
Yeah, this was the first year where I felt like we were committed to the experience, not the event, right?
Ooh,
and what I
good.
Mean by that is, we were looking at this saying, okay, what is this whole experience going to look like? How are we going to handle missed days? Because, I mean, again, we've done this since 2008. So we know that there are going to be times when you miss days, right? And so what was that going to look like? And Tony woke up that next morning after the first missed day and he wasn't cranky. He wasn't mad at me. He's just like, hey, what happened? And I was just very matter of fact. Abby's first day at work, the girl needed to debrief. It is a real thing. And so that was where we immediately started looking for solutions. The experience when we redefined, yes, it is called a sex challenge because, you know, 30 days sexual intimacy, like it just gets really wordy, people. It does. But if you've picked up the 6 Pillars of Intimacy book, you know that in that chapter, I believe it's chapter 10, where we talk about
yes.
sexual intimacy, we expand the definition. So it's not just sexual intercourse. So the two of you can go into a challenge and say, okay, how are we going to be sexually intimate?
Yeah, it's your initiating, it's your foreplay, and it's your sexual intimacy. Foreplay can lead into more, but it also could be the finish.
Correct. Right. So you're looking at that. So you're expanding this definition. You're getting into this place too, where if it's about the experience and not just like the individual events that lead up to that, then you start going, okay, well, how can I look at all of the pillars? How are we having the conversations with one another when something's really good, or when we want to try a new position, or when, you know, it's just like, hey, grab the lube because I need it, and not having that be a thing. But it's also like, how am I touching you? What are those affectionate touches that are happening in and around? How are we just like flirting with one another? What does it look like to just be like, hey, can we get 20 minutes to ourselves? Maybe just to grab a coffee at the kitchen counter and just to spend time with one another. Because when you're doing this, when you're making one another a priority, it is amazing what shifts. And here's how significant this is. The two of you ended up married because you felt like somebody's priority. Mm-hmm. That's how you got down the aisle. You were like, I mean, we've all seen the invitations that says, you know, today I marry my best friend. You know, this is the one that I have waited for. You know, all of the, you are my person, I am your person slogans, right? There was a point in time where this person that you were married to was the most important person. How would a 30-day sex challenge this year reset that knowing for the two of you? How can this experience shift mm-hmm. so much? It's not just about the sex. The sex is the catalyst. The sex is the action that it gets wrapped around. But I promise you, you both go into a 30-day summer sex challenge. You go into it giving 100% on both sides. You will see transformation in your marriage.
Yeah. And we have a 30-day sex challenge package for you. So if you're in a place where you're like, gosh, we really love to do this, but what are the different positions? What do we need to know? How do we really set this up so we can be successful? Then go grab that 30-day sex challenge package. You can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/30days. I'll also have it here in the episode notes for you. But we give you positions. We have videos talking about different lubes and toys and what you can do and how do you set it up and be intentional and prioritize mm-hmm. and a ton of other things. Because really, at the end of the day, we want to see you come out. We want to have a hug from you that says, we did it. Mm-hmm. Like, we did it. We went after a summer sex challenge. Our goal was 14 days. We got 8 out of 14. We did it. We changed something in our lives. We determined that we are going to step in and we are going to strengthen these pillars. And look what's happened for us. Mm. Look how our 6 pillars are now. Look what's going on with us now. And how does that take you from this summer into what's usually a time for us in the married world, that fall season? Mm-hmm. Because the fall season, typically for us married folks, is the new year. Because kids are going back to school, things are shifting, vacations are done, we got football games and basketball games ahead and sports and everything else. But how do we set up this summer to be the reset that launches us into the fall, which then allows us to have a 2023 that we can imagine? Because you took the step this summer. So go out there, you guys. Go make it happen. 7, 14, 30, 60, whatever you choose to do, that's for you guys to discuss. This week, discuss it with one another. What could it look like? And then go after it. Take the step. Use the tools you have in your marriage toolbox, from being here, listening to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, from the books that you've read, from the tools that you have, and see what would happen this week. Set it up. Let us know. We're here to encourage you and see you have the best time as you step into your summer sex challenge. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.